while you got the Clippers off real quick. It's crazy. I've been getting cuts for some time now. We in the Black Wall Street barbershop right here on the corner of what's this? Broad and what?
We on like Germantown and Erie.
Like so right it's like there,
Broad
right
and there Butler. Broad and Erie, between Broad and Erie and Broad and Butler.
Yeah, get a nice clean cut.
It's like the fucking teacher. It's like it shows you Erie, you can learn how to make a bomb.
On YouTube.
You can Google it, you can whatever, man. That computer is right there for you. You can go right on there like, listen, man, I'm making up my mind. I'm a street nigga. This what I'm doing. This what I got to do. Cool. You need to be Floyd. You need to be Floyd Mayweather of the street, man. What's the point of going to jail and dirtying your shit up? It's like nothing cool about it, man. But we made it cool. See, we go to jail so much, man. We gotta praise niggas that just don't snitch. My whole thing is, we adults, we gonna make decisions. And we gotta live with them. Whatever decision you make, you need to be great at it. Fuck judging it. Like, I ain't gonna judge you a street nigga. You wanna go do all this, sustain the third. But if you a street nigga, don't get caught. It ain't no honor in getting caught and going to jail and giving them niggas all your time. Like, you need to be studying the people that came before you, the people that did it right, the niggas that fucked up. You need to study all that and come up with your own shit and be the shit and make your own history. And leave your kids something proud, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell nobody not to get no money and feed their family. That's nuts. And I don't think the streets and what I'm talking about, and I'm crack, dope, hair, whatever the fuck they sell in the street, if you making a choice to buy it, it ain't nothing wrong with it. You buying it from me, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't forcing you to take the shit. You see what I'm saying?
We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. Hands up. Please don't shoot the cops. Catch a black nigga, guarantee they gon' shoot. You can be innocent, but still get roofed. Judge say you guilty, but don't even have no proof. Government to track you down ahead of feds come get you. Getting life is worse than a female during menstrual. This world is fucked up, and the white man run us. They building more jails, now the law on the come up. When we get arrested, they barely read us our rights. They lock us in them cold cells, and we barely see the light. We get our life cut short by death or prison. Black people lost success. But to them, we barely winning. They label us as killers with no education. Stop worrying about race and enjoy greatness. That innocent black life you took with someone's folks, that just make us wanna give up and lose our hope. Back in the day, they used to hang my black people with ropes, and they would leave them there to die slow like they got choked. Cause I can't breathe and she can't read, and we got deeds and he smoke weed, and we them people that you see on TV. Make us take them pictures for the news and say cheese. Yeah, Nessa cheese. Make us take them pictures for the news, Nessa cheese. Oh, we human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into.
Let anybody take your man's book. Be proud of our heritage. Somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
Somebody gotta be taking responsibility for their own shit.
Alright.
I didn't make this lady no fiend. She was copping from my uncle. He moved on. It's my turn. I'm in this spot now. So now all of a sudden I'm responsible for her drug taking. She ain't responsible at all. I'm fucking the community up. I'm not on drugs, my G. How am I fucking the community up? By selling a product that they gonna just go and get any motherfucking way somewhere. Now I ain't gonna be loose and sell it to nobody mom. Well, it's gonna be somebody mom, but not my homie's mom. Or not. I mean, fuck that. I'm selling that shit, man. They gonna sell. Feel me? Like, come on, man. We got to take responsibility for this shit, man. I can't make no money if you ain't on drugs. Man. So I'm just supplying it the same way Rite Aid do. Rite Aid fucking our community up.
I heard they the feds own that Rite Aid.
I don't think you wouldn't think so. I think so. Why not? They got drugs in there. The only way we get it is through the feds anyway. That's the only way we got it. The feds fucked up our community. That's the only way drugs could get into this motherfucker. That's the only way drugs got here. J. Edgar Hoover and all them motherfuckers is the guys that put the drugs here so that the Panthers wouldn't exist no more and wouldn't be human traffic stops. And wouldn't feed black kids that couldn't eat and all the great things that they was doing for themselves because they wasn't giving them shit. So they decided to stop asking and do it for themselves. And they still ain't like that. They created a whole program to stop that shit. And it's called the feds.
So they was trying to let us run this ourselves, but we couldn't do it.
They weren't trying to know. Man, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened in loose translation. Loose translation. We asked. We done begged. We done marched. We done did all this shit trying to get equal rights. The same rights as these white motherfuckers. Our kids want to go to good schools. We want to eat good. We want to do all that like y'all.
We ain't want to be low key.
They like, we got you. But they never delivering. They like the boy that always, man, I got you. And never come through. That's them. We got tired of asking. Said, fuck it, we ain't asking no more. We gonna do it ourselves. So we did it ourselves. We fed our own kids. We don't need welfare. We gonna put our money together. We gonna get groceries. We gonna do it ourselves. We did that ourselves. And they was looking like, well, what the fuck? Hold on, man, this shit ain't cool, man. It's looking like they don't need us no more. Go break all that shit up, man. They making too much noise over there. And that's exactly what they did. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it without the drugs. The drugs was the thing that got us that won them over. They tried plenty of things. They tried to get Black Panthers to, they tried to recruit somebody as like an undercover informant and tried to get them to set them up for robberies and shit like that. But the Panthers' MO wasn't robbing nobody, so they couldn't do that. They tried a bunch of things, you know what I'm saying? But drugs is the ultimate thing that worked.
And what it did, it made them start getting off their shit.
You put drugs, well, they planted it in the warehouse and said that the Panthers was heavy movers. Heavy bricklayers and all that. So he was able to bring them down on that. So COINTELPRO. Look up COINTELPRO and tell you exactly what's going on. Because that's what they named it. That's what they named the operation. Shit! Boy, where I be pulling this shit from? shit ain't coming to the 80s, the late 80s, like the middle of the 80s. 86, 85, man, probably 84 is when crack cocaine start coming in here. The Panthers was around in the 70s and the 60s. How they gonna have crack if it ain't here yet? Man, and they ain't rich enough. They couldn't even afford real like offices or nothing like that. So how they gonna get an airplane? Them niggas broke as shit. They struggling to feed their own community. They can't buy a traffic light, so they gotta be human traffic lights. Man, there was niggas out there like this. So their kids wouldn't get hit, because black kids was getting hit by cars and shit, and they was protesting to get a light, and the white people wouldn't give them a light because they didn't give a fuck about them. Give a fuck about no little nigga child getting hit. Fuck they got to do with me. So they said, fuck it, we ain't asking you no more. We gonna go out there and direct traffic. Damn. Black people don't have a movement that the FBI ain't fuck up. You can name a bunch of white movements that the FBI never been involved in. Black people don't have one. It's always been, what the fuck, Martin Luther King let niggas throw rocks and shit at him, bro. What the fuck is the feds and his shit for? Why y'all infiltrating him? This the most peaceful man walking the earth next to Gandhi. Like, I don't understand. They just in the mix. They follow Malcolm X all the way to fucking Saudi Arabia. From Harlem. From Harlem, New York, man. These guys ain't bothering nobody, man. It's no need.
I don't think you're allowed to be that important, man.
How? You gonna tell me how important I'm
you can't.
Be? I ain't gonna control.
And look
my
what
life.
You doing. You trying to turn, you trying to fight the government.
He ain't fighting the government. That guy wanted to tell his people the truth about themselves. The government can mind their fucking business. The government ain't nobody asked the government for their 2 cents.
Yay!
He wasn't with the segregation shit. He ain't wasn't with the colored only shit. But look, let me tell you a secret. Towards the end of Dr. King's life, he started to realize that he was teaching the wrong message. And he started to reverse his message into, maybe we should have our own shit. Maybe we should be on our own and not be integrated with you motherfuckers, because y'all ain't really cool. Y'all party a little different. But he wasn't living, he didn't get to live long enough to, release that. Check my man Dick Gregory out for that. Yeah, I got resources and all that.
Wait, Dick Gregory died, right?
Yes, sir, he did.
Damn.
I think they killed him.
I used to watch his speeches.
He died from natural. You know what I mean? I don't know how that dude survived one of the most dangerous cancers on the man on his own by drinking water. But when he started releasing this information about Prince and Michael Jackson and all these guys, he started having a lot of trouble. See, they be trying to drive us to believe terrible shit about our own people, but we really are kings, man. We really are out here fucking the game up. But it's so many white folks and there's so many bad media out here. And it ain't all white folks, man. We got this third ones like Bernie Sanders that's moving around that need to be credited and recognized. You know what I mean? But a lot of them guys, man, always been jealous of the game. Always been jealous of this melanin, man. You see mine? See how dark I am? I look good, boy. And they always been jealous of this melanin. They always been sick that they had to go in ovens and cook like turkeys to get some color. You know, a turkey like pale white until you throw it in the oven, then that joint bake and it gets some color to it. That's what they call tanning salons and shit. It's a fucking oven. Thanks, my bro. Amen.
I'm over here smoking la la la. La la la. Yeah.
John Bentley.
La la la. We smoking la la la. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Melo on y'all? Ball so hard, there's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. We smoking some loud packs, don't got time for that quiet shit. Need to get something off your chest, say it with your chest. Little nigga, Kevin Hart ass little niggas, cause your egos get any bigger. Maybe I should minimize it so I could get the picture. Can the picture get any scary? No horror movie, just horror bleed. These niggas ain't doing it right, that's the new horror scene. Got these boys dead to rights, call that the new murder scene. And if I don't murder them, then they gon' murder me. Ball so hard for your team, understand? Santa say your team. If the goal is win championships, best believe we need those rings. Most of you don't know me, but say I'm more like the old man. Guess I gotta show them more pure, mean holy. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Melo on y'all? Ball so hard, there's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah.
It gotta be the truth. It gotta be the truth.
So what's really the bad of being a Christian?
What's really the bad?
Yeah.
Sure. The bad is being a polytheist blindly. And not even knowing, you just blindly following it because your parents did it, your mom and dad did it. It makes no sense, though. It makes no sense at all. Whatever the case you try to put it, whatever the argument you try to bring, is going to be dismembered. Because it's not, I want to say it's not real, because we got to believe in the Bible that before it was bought, it's tampered with now, so... You know, we can't really use it. There's too much evidence, man. Stuff been taken away from it and added to it. And you can't do that to God's word. God's word is what it is, man. We got to accept it. That's the beauty about being a Muslim. Because in Islam, it tell you, you got to accept the decree, the good and the bad. You got to be built, man.
You saying they don't accept the bad? They don't accept the bad.
Who?
Christians.
No, because everything is good and jolly. Good and jolly. You got Christians in your family?
They say they is, yeah.
They ever taught you about when Jesus got angry in that temple? They ever taught you about when Jesus called his mom woman and all that type stuff? They ever taught you? They always taught you love.
I don't think they know that.
They may. A lot of Christians be knowing stuff, and they be just, they don't want to release that because it's going to paint the wrong picture.
They try to control everything.
Just like my grandmom had a huge-ass picture of the Last Supper in the house, a huge-ass picture of Jesus being dead on the cross and all of that type stuff, right? But in one of the Ten Commandments, it say that you shouldn't even have no pictures, nothing created from the heavens or earth. You shouldn't have them. There shouldn't be no pictures around you in your mix. You feel me? They don't care. That ain't part of their program. Whatever the part of their program that fit is the part they walk with. And that ain't just strictly for my family. I see Christians do this all the time. They pick and choose what they want to ride with. You feel me? Like, all this stuff could be proven. I ain't shooting from the hip. And I ain't trying to make nobody mad. I know millions of Christians is probably going to hear this. What is this? A podcast? What's the name of this? I like this thing here. It's an amazing piece, man.
Fully Block Talk Podcast.
See? Fully Block Talk. The Block Talk. This real talk. This the talk we should be having. Mm-hmm. This the kind of conversation we should be having. Fuck all that old ass jail time niggas used to do. That shit don't mean nothing no more, man. What is that about? Who cares? We talking about this. This the shit that's gonna get us forward. And we need to get forward. We don't need to be stuck no more. And it ain't not wrong with no real, I ain't gonna say a real Christian, but just a practicing one, because there's Muslims out here that ain't practicing, and they be, but I'm gonna tell you the good thing about Muslims, we got boundaries. Even the guys that don't practice, and you can attest to this because you live in Philly, you see a lot of Muslims. We got boundaries, man. We'll do a lot of shit. We'll act out of pocket, but it's a lot of shit we just won't do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Even if it's very small, like pork.
Right.
It's just something we ain't gonna do. It's just certain things we just not gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And thank God religion for that, man. Because it's a lot of things in Christianity that they do, and I don't give a fuck where it come from.
Right.
And some people even try to be nutty and use Christianity to protect their actions, like priests. Just go by what God said already. Don't make nothing up. Don't make nothing up. Don't add nothing. Don't subtract nothing. Don't do none of that. Leave it the way it is. But y'all can't. The Christians can't, because they don't got the original text. Flat out. Muslims do. And it never changed. So we got the same exact Quran that was given to Muhammad, our, you know what I mean, leader. And people need to stop hating on, yeah, I want to say this at 8 minutes and 4 seconds of this damn podcast, you heard me? This is Deliano, Black Wall Street, you heard? People need to stop hating on Muslims, man, because our thing is realistic. Our thing is reality. We have the original way of life living, man. There's nothing wrong with the way a Muslim live. Believe me when I tell you, even if we die and God don't exist, if you live the way a Muslim live, you ain't waste your time. You ain't live a bad life. So don't be hating on us, man. Because you can actually find the graves of our messengers and his friends and all of that type stuff. Jesus don't have a grave. Moses don't have a grave. Noah don't have a grave. Like, these people that's in the Bible don't have graves. So you have to have a strong belief in order to believe him, that it even exists. Now, I believe in Musa, alayhi salam. I believe in Moses. I believe in Noah, which is Noah, and Ibrahim, which is the father of this thing right here we call religion. I believe in them guys, but I believe in them the way Islam teaching. That's clear. Because Allah is not the father of confusion. He ain't the author of confusion. Not the father, I'm excusing. He ain't the author of confusion. So it ain't no confusion going on my end. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got no tricky stuff jumping off. It's clear cut. It ain't no, like in the Bible it say, don't eat pork, and you gonna go eat pork and tell me that Jesus made everything cool in the New Testament. Come on, man. Come on, Mike. Y'all adding this shit on. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's easy. Pork ain't good for you anyway. Won't you just leave the pork alone? Is it that good? It tastes that delicious? Come on, man. Come on, man. You feel me? I love Islam, man. I love Islam. When I look at the imam look like me. Feel me? And I ain't talking about skin color, face, none of that. I'm talking about like me, like my lifestyle. You don't have to look at my preacher and I see him in the Benz and, you know what I'm saying, some old cool shit or nothing like that. The imam might have a Crown Vic. Feel me? He might be fucked up for real, for real. Still coming to give a message, man, for pennies. I love Islam, man. Allah is Akbar. Won't play no games. That's why I said God ain't the author of confusion. Won't play no games.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians I be running across be playing games. You worship Allah. We worship God. Come on, man. You know they speak a different language over there, man. They don't speak English. If they did, then that law would be God or whatever the God word is in English. The whole Bible ain't in English. That's a bunch of Greek and Hebrew and a bunch of other words that's thrown in the mix of that.
Why we gotta play them games when it comes to this slam?
That's the devil work. Islam don't teach us to be mean to Christians. We gotta love them. We gotta respect them. They got rights over us, man. We gotta fuck with them. It just don't seem like Christianity teach you to fuck with other people that believe in God but walk in a different path. We might go to get to God in different ways, but we still believe in God. I might pray more to you, but we still pray. You should be fucking with me. Mm-hmm. Christians don't fuck with you, man, if you ain't no Christian. And I don't think that's religious at all. How you gonna listen to somebody like that? I go down on my knees and pray to God the same way. Maybe not the same way as you. You might fold your hands and all that, but I got a ritual that I do. But we still praying that our whole goal is to get to heaven, man. You should fuck with me. Mm-hmm. But when you're a Christian, it just don't seem that way. They tell you you're going to hell. Feel me? Like, who gave you the authority? Who gave you the authority to talk that way? Who you think you are? And if you think God gave you the authority to talk that way to me, then go get God so he could tell me myself. Because my ears work. And I don't think you that much more thorough than me that you can hear God's actual voice and I can't. We all sinners, my G. All of a sudden, God fuck with you and not me. Huh?